So the Wildlife Trust of India began to explore livelihood options for the community that preserve some of their traditions. Bahar Dutt at Wildlife Trust is leading the project. She says the snake charmer's music is the most vibrant part of the community's culture, and many of them have formed small musical groups.
They basically form a musical band of 7 people, and they all use these different instruments which they make themselves, and they go and perform at weddings, at festivals. It was their sort of response to changing times, and we've just been trying to carry it forward, make it more savvy to the market where they can even perform at tourist places.
The strategy has paid dividends. Their haunting melodies have won some of these charmer musical groups a handful of invitations from places as far away as Israel and Taiwan.